got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
It is starting to get stressful, Jess. Who ever thought when we were talking about psychic pets in Geelong and the Surf Coast that the availabilities of Fred the Tortoise, the psychic tortoise, has really thrown us for something, especially with the World Cup in Qatar going on right now.
Yeah, well, we wanted a prediction of who was going to win, Australia or France, before they actually hit the field.
Yes.
Early tomorrow morning. And I had a feeling this might happen, Tim.
Because we've been asking people to call on 5223 2955, because Fred the Tortoise, our psychic tortoise, is unavailable, which is devastating. He's from Armstrong Creek. He's just a tortoise that wants to eat some lettuce.
And unfortunately, busy.
Yes.
Tortoises often are.
Yeah.
So I thought, as a backup, as a plan C,
smart girl,
I would put my cat Penny to the test. Notoriously lazy, but notoriously fat and likes treats. So...
Up for a good time. Not a long time, but a good time.
So what I did was I wrote on a piece of paper France and Australia.
Socceroos, yep.
And I put a treat in front of each of them.
Okay.
I put Penny down on the ground in between them and watched what happened.
Because the significance of this is huge. Like, we're about to tell you the result of this World Cup game in Qatar.
Before you even see it.
Before you see it at 6 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to get up and watch it in probably just spirit and, you know, if anything, out of courtesy.
Mm.
But... knowing this now, I've got a file that I need to click on. So this is a video.
I want you to watch it along, and I'll put it up at K-Rock Geelong if everyone else wants to watch along as well.
All right, let's see how we go.
Okay. No, we're not even going to give them a sass, are we?
Okay.
Okay.
She wasn't interested at the start.
Come on, Australia or France?
Come on. Come on, Penny, let us know. Come on, kitty. Come on, kitty.
Can't decide. What?
No, why?
She's going straight to France.
Wait for it.
Oh,
she's given it a lick.
Oh!
But will she eat it?
Come on, Penny!
No.
Come on!
A glance to Australia. Oh, lick to France. Oh, hang on, wait. She's licking Australia.
Come on!
She's gone for it.
Pussy, oh, pussy, pussy! Meow, meow, meow! Yes,
do you
Penny!
Do you think it's going to be Australia? You don't know how to eat it.
She's eating it! Yes!
For anyone who just missed it.
Sorry, is that enough?
That's it.
Enough. Okay.
France, she licked France. Didn't eat it. She was like, oh, I'm going to give this a test. No, it's not going to be France. Went straight to the Socceroos, gave them a little lick. Socceroos is the one she ate. So,
huge.
If my cat is psychic, the Socceroos are going to win the first game.
That's huge. And especially against the reigning world champions, France. That is massive. She teased it. So maybe, you know what that means? Maybe France gets one goal ahead.
Yeah.
And then Australia, the Socceroos, claw back for a 2-1 victory. That's what I'm getting from our psychic cat.
She then licked her own butt. So, you know.
So it could all turn to crap.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
5223 2955. If you have a name, we want to spell it.
It is an inclusive game. It offers you the thrill and us bragging rights. So it's all around winning.
Maybe it's the first time you'll hear your name spelt correctly ever.
Now, I believe we have Brugger on the phone. Brugger, is that you?
Hi, yes.
Hi. Is that your... am I pronouncing your name correctly?
No.
Ah, good.
Okay, what is your name?
It's Brugger.
Brugger.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Give it a go, Tim.
B-U-R-G-J-A-R.
No.
Had a feeling. All right, Jess, your turn to help.
B-R-A-J-H-A.
No.
How do we spell your name? It's a beautiful name. We just can't spell it.
It starts with the P. P for Paris.
P for
Paris. Oh,
oh. Okay, spell it. Yeah. Spell it for us.
P R A D Y A.
It's a great name. Unfortunately, it just hasn't happened for you today. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
sorry, we couldn't give you the thrill.
Have a good night. Okay. No.
Not a great start, Tim.
Tracy in Whittington. Hopefully we can go better spelling your name. Jess, feel free to go first.
Okay, Tracy. T-R-A-C-I-E.
Yes.
Good, one on the board.
I was going to go T-R-A-C-I because I thought you were cool that, Tracy. But
how often have you heard that spelled correctly, Tracy?
Never,
really?
Was that a thrill then? Did you get a thrill just then?
No, not really.
Oh, okay, well, we tried, Tracy.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right. At least
I
appreciate the honesty. Ashley's in Geelong. Sorry.
Hopefully we can give you a thrill, Ashley.
Ashley, you want us to spell your name, is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
A-S-H-L-E-E.
No.
Okay. A-S-H-L-E-Y.
No.
Oh.
How do we spell it, Ashley?
So disappointed.
It's A-S-H-L-E-A. And I was really rooting for you guys.
Oh.
I think I went to primary school with an Ashley.
How often do you get your name spelt correctly, Ashley?
Literally never. So I was really hoping it'd be the first time. But
sorry, mate.
Ashley, if you call us next week, I can almost smack bang guarantee we forgot it and we'll have another go, all right?
I'll keep that in mind.
All right,
great.
Thanks, Ash.
Okay.
All right.
Just disappointing everyone today, Tim.
Alicia in Breakwater, you want us to spell your son's name. What is it?
Yes, he wants to say it, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Sorry.
Yeah. One more time?
Say it again.
Lewis. Okay. All right, Tim. What are you thinking? What are you vibing? Okay.
You go first. That's what I'm vibing.
L-E-W-I-S.
No.
Okay.
Lewis.
Don't disappoint the child, Tim.
L-U-W-I-S.
What?
No.
Like Lou. Wiss.
Sure, sure.
You tell him how you spell it. L-O-U-I-S.
Oh,
like
right.
Louis.
Yeah, like Louis.
I was going to say it, but I was like, nah, that'd be mean to do that. I'm so sorry.
Like Lewis. Lewis.
Lou is. Alicia, I'm so sorry we couldn't spell your son's name.
That's okay.
Wow.
Honestly, you had better enthusiasm, and we spelt someone's name before. So we appreciate the energy more than anything this week.
Tim and Jess, disappointing people
yeah.
for the last 6 weeks. Whistling the way home,
listening to songs. All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I think I might have missed an opportunity that I probably, it could be years until I get this again as a grown adult. I feel like there might be a small window open for me. It's definitely not something that you should do, but I'm finding myself hard to be able to resist the opportunity that's presented itself. Out the front of my house, Jess, you picked me up. the last couple of days, what was something you noticed out the front of my house?
The council have decided they're going to repair some of your footpath.
Yep.
But they picked one square in the whole street, and it just so happens to be the one square that's directly in front of your front gate.
Like the width of my gate. Chipped up all the concrete yesterday, gone. And they said, we'll come back because of the weather, raining. Obviously, concrete is work one day of the week.
Sure.
Sorry, they're a concreter. But they were like, look, we'll try and get it done this week if the weather holds off. This morning, I hear a truck pull up. And it was over very quickly. It was over in the space of about 20 minutes. It was like a meter by a meter.
Yeah.
And then they leave. And then me, 29-year-old man.
Oh, my God.
With nothing but 3 hours until work to start, is wet concrete out the front of my house. The first thing I did.
Smash your face into it.
Well, I was like, all right.
Hands?
Not a thing that, like, not my property. Don't own the house. Just renting.
It's not part of the house, though.
Yeah.
It's part of the council.
Yeah.
Make your mark on Geelong, mate.
Yeah. My first thought, I, like, got in that panic stance. I was like, where's my dog?
Oh, paw print.
Paw print, right?
Brilliant.
And then nice little memento of, like, oh, my dog Remy.
Yeah.
She's a Kelpie Collie. She's beautiful.
Bring the kids back in a few years.
Yeah, look at, come and have a look at this.
This is where the dog you haven't met.
I spoke to. All right, what's happening to my dog? Jeez. And as of right now, I've done nothing.
Oh, how long does it take for concrete to set?
I feel like I could get, if I really grabbed her little paw.
Yeah, just really smushed it in.
I don't know. Again, I'm not a concreter.
How long does
concrete
take?
They've definitely got time to call us.
Concrete typically takes 24 to 48 hours to dry enough for you to walk or drive on it. Tim, you've got time.
Little doggy paw print.
You should do a little doggy paw print and then your hand next to it.
I don't want to do. I definitely don't want any human hand.
Sure.
Just dog paw print. That's okay. All I want. But I understand that I'm pretty sure it's definitely not a legal right. But it's not. It's like frowned upon.
I don't think it's a cool guy thing to do.
I'm not a cool guy. So, honestly, the next 12 hours of my life could be quite stressful because I've never had this opportunity. I've never in my life, as an adult or a child, stumbled across wet concrete.
Excited to get your words out.
It's never been an opportunity. What would you do?
I think you need to do it. I think it needs to be done. I'm sorry.
Covert?
Yeah.
I mean.
Like, wait till the dark of night. And just, oh, whoops, oh, no, Remy, don't stand there. Smush. Smush into the concrete.
I feel like, I don't know, is it bad to do to the dog?
By the time you wake up in the morning, what are they? They're not going to come check on it, are they?
Well, they're concreters, so probably not. It's Tim and Jess.
K-Rock 955. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Tim, we love a good something of the year, and we're getting to that point of the year where we're getting all these something of the year lists.
Right.
And the word of the year list has been shortlisted for this year. So they haven't decided on the exact word just yet. Right. We've got a shortlist of potential words that could be crowned this year's word of the year.
Because wasn't YOLO a word of the year like 7 years ago, yeah, whenever it was?
So last year in 2021, the Macquarie word of the year was stroll out in reference to the really slow rollout of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that, Karen was the word of the year, which upset a lot of Karens, as you can imagine. And this year, some of the words on this shortlist, I have not heard a single human use.
Okay, so there were a few words in the last 2 years that I was surprised weren't crowned word of the year.
Such as?
Unprecedented.
Right, I believe
that. How many were the times that we had unprecedented?
Times was shortlisted in 2020.
Right.
But was beat out by Karen. I tell you this year's shortlist?
Yeah, give me the shortlist,
for the year 2022, here are the front runners. Quiet quitting?
You talked to me about quiet, not like you quiet quitting, but you taught me what quiet quitting was.
It refers to the practice popularized by Gen Z, where people will just slowly start rolling back what their expectations are at work. So
it's like doing literally the bare minimum, right?
Yeah,
like what are your three tasks? I've done my three tasks.
This is what my job is. I'm not going above and beyond.
I'm
going to act my wage. Quiet quitting. It started being referred to in relationship terms as well. Like, you're going to quiet quit a relationship if someone's not giving you enough of what you need. Another term that is also in the running, COVID virgin, which refers to someone who has not contracted COVID.
My parents are COVID virgins.
Are they?
Yeah, honestly, in disbelief.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinated, because I was talking to my dad on the phone and I was like, you've had COVID, right, Dad? He said, no.
Rare breed.
No, mate. I don't know.
They've
my
got
dad's
superior
80
blood,
yeah,
clearly.
Honestly, that German blood finally kicking in.
The next one I've not heard before, but I kind of love. Fogan? It refers to apparently people that act or dress like bogans that aren't. So like a private school kid with a mullet and like speed dealer sunglasses.
Fogan.
Is a fogan. He's a faux bogan.
But see, we've talked about that we don't like the phrase bogan. I feel like it's really elitist to call someone a bogan.
Well, then fogan is even more elitist.
Yeah, not good.
Yassify is also in the running. It refers to, it's like someone saying like, yas queen, like we're going to yassify it. Like, yeah, I knew you'd hate that one.
Next, please.
This one apparently is the front runner currently.
Ooh, so if like, hypothetically, if we were backing a horse,
gamble
responsibly, this is the horse we want to bet on.
The Bachelor's handbag is in the front runner for the word of the year for the Macquarie Dictionary 2022.
Bachelor's handbag.
It refers to a takeaway roast chicken. They call it a bachelor's handbag because a bachelor might pick one up on the way home. and he doesn't have to do anything else to prepare a meal. The bachelor's handbag.
I am confused by that, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, because it usually comes in a little hand, like
yeah, yeah,
a bag.
Yeah, I know what a roast chook looks like.
So it looks like a handbag for a bachelor.
But why did it have to be a bachelor?
That's what people apparently have been using this term as, a bachelor's handbag. For the fact that such a chicken requires no further preparation before consumption, so it's seen as an easy meal, favoured by a single person, and often packaged in a small plastic bag with a handle resembling a handbag.
Sounds like something you do, like... at nighttime, I gave him the bachelor's handbag. He loved it.
Yeah, she loves the old bachelor's handbag.
No, you do. It's definitely something you do to him. Right, it's the bachelor's handbag because you're doing it to the bachelor.
Mate, you're the one telling the story.
I'm going to...
What videos have you been watching lately?
Anyway.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I don't think I'm the only person that's maybe, you know, completely considered to uproot their life, career and livelihood, you know?
Sure.
It's not a midlife crisis.
You're quite quitting right now.
No. if I quit, you know,
it'd be loud.
Be anything but quiet. But I think this has happened in my life 2 years ago, and it's happening again. And I know why. And I can't seem to stop my thought process.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of two pieces of content I'm consuming. One is a television show, and the other is a game. So the new season of Yellowstone.
Yes.
Came out last week. So I think there's four episodes out. I've watched two of them and another two came out yesterday. And just so happens, I started...
What is Yellowstone about?
Yellowstone is about a very rich ranch family in Montana that will do anything, go to extreme lengths to protect their family and their land.
I've heard the ads. It's like that people, they describe it as Sopranos but on a farm.
Well, it's not a farm. It's a ranch.
Sure.
There's a difference. And Kevin Costner is the main dad in the show. And it's honestly one of my favourite shows of all time. And I also think it's because it's the only show that my dad and I watch both enjoy.
Okay, yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Rawhide in black and white seems fantastic. Not for me. But also on top of Yellowstone, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 again, which is, now that's cowboys.
Yeah.
Now that's proper shooting, tooting, not good for nobody.
I have tried to play Red Dead Redemption.
It's quite violent, isn't it?
No, thank you. Not for me.
And now I find myself going, yeah, the things they do on this show are horrible. Yeah, this game is awful. And they're on horses and they're shooting guns. They're doing illegal things. But I go, wouldn't it be nice to be like a rancher?
Sure.
Ranger.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yeah, when I was 11.
Right. Okay. So not since.
Yeah. And like, I'll be honest, it wasn't the best experience.
Mm-hmm.
It cantered and I cried.
Oh, God. Maybe we should get you back on a horse first.
Yeah. I just...
Before you uproot your whole life to become a rancher with a horse.
I figured out, I was speaking to my wife because I said, I was watching the show and she was like, don't you? And like, I think people do this. They look at different realities and they go, oh, if only I could do that.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, what you need is like Yellowstone camp for 2 weeks. You need to go out to some property.
Yeah.
You need to like muster some sheep. You need to get on a horse. You need to do all that. Get it out of your system.
And then you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I agree.
Yeah.
I need a 2 week, not paid holiday. I need 2 weeks of ranch and work.
Maybe there's someone with like, are we going to find anyone with a ranch here in Geelong?
Well, like, in Geelong, in the greater Geelong, in the area here on the Surf Coast in the Bellarine Peninsula,
there are
incredible properties
that
I can't afford.
That you would be willing to do work for free on? Or?
Oh, I would be willing to work for the experience.
Uh-huh.
Like go out, check it out, ride a horse, you know. I don't want to do any killing like in the show, in the game that I'm playing. I really don't want to do any of that. But
sure.
I just want to experience life out on the land. Because like my dad's side of the family, all farmers, farmers, farmers. And you know, I thought I'd stick to the jobs of getting my hands dirty on these buttons here on this filthy panel. Whoa, girl,
calm
down.
That's why you insist on running the tractor that is this studio.
Just be, you don't want to spook her.
Jeez.
She's a very complex radio panel here.
You press like three buttons every day.
And not press them bloody good, mate. Don't you worry about that. So if you would like to offer me or anyone that experience, please get in touch with the show, 52232955. We could call it Timstone.
I'm going to throw my cowboy hat out of the ring.
You're not in?
I won't be joining you out on the ranch. But I'm happy for you to do it, sir.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.